All right, Tuesday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Let me just say hey to the chat real quick here. Sometimes I neglect you guys because I start raging. Sun Gun is on. Judy Juanita is on. Christopher Arnott is on. S. Clark 1968 is on. Drumming for Jesus is on. Nick GLYH is on. Dave Souders is on. Regina Loves Art is on. Alpha Acres is on. Michaels Clark 1 is on. Aphrodites is on. Hans, you guys are putting them on so fast, I can't read them. Hans Like Donovan is on. BJ One Horse is on. Why Not Matt is on. Leon Fish Puppy, she is on. John Phillips 1973 is on. Veronica 18201 is on. Hassle Free TV is on. Patty K44 is on. Jules 21 Hours is on. Rafa 9821 is on. Todd Suff is on. Stuffa Toms is on. Cool Beans 412 is on. Becklin 60 is on. Swethy is on. Laura Jean Lynn is on. Elaine Mack is on. Elaine Mack is on. Buckeye Nut 1968 is on. DLH79 is on. Love you guys. Appreciate you. Seriously, love each and every one of you. Let's hop right through this tonight. Obviously, I want to tell you, listen, when there's great news, and we need to rejoice in the great news.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm seriously, this is great news. I mean, this could not have gone any better for any of us. Tim Walz, they were stupid enough to pick Tim Walz.
It's great.
A guy who looks like a Southwestern grandpa. They actually ran away from Josh Shapiro because he's a Jew. This is the greatest thing that's ever happened to us. This is, listen, things have really sucked over the last 4.5 years, 15 days, flat the curve.
Yeah.
And we've had to endure 3 years and almost 8 months of the Biden administration. This is great news. Listen, I might stay in a good mood tonight. I'm already yelling, but I might stop yelling.
This is good yelling, man.
Yeah, this is actually exuberant yelling, not negative yelling.
Yeah, happy yelling.
So, I mean, Tim Walz is the greatest thing that's ever happened to us. I was thrilled. I mean, the thing about Josh Shapiro is, listen, he's an idiot, but he's a smart idiot.
Yeah, I mean,
a legitimate. Tim Walz is just an idiot.
Yeah.
Seriously, this is a man who believes there should be tampons in women's bathrooms, cannot distinguish what a woman is, cannot tell you what an assault rifle is, has absolutely no idea about how to run an economy, how to stop crime. Crime is up in his state 21% since he took over. And this is who they picked. This is who they picked to run to be Kamala's running mate. This is the greatest thing that's ever happened to us. And they didn't pick a woman. They didn't pick a black guy. They actually are saying to the entire Jewish population, screw you.
Yep.
They didn't pick Josh Shapiro, not because he's not the superior running mate, but because he's a Jew and they don't want to enrage their Hamas supporters.
Yeah.
Namely in Tim Walz's Minnesota. The Somali population is highest in Minnesota. So they chose to pander to the Somali population that Joe Biden has flown in here, one flight after another, one busload after another. They've chosen to pander to Hamas supporters instead of the American Jewish population. So they chose Hamas over American Jews and over Israel. Nobody panders to Hamas more than Timmy. If you're wondering who I'm talking about tonight when I say Timmy, I'm talking about Tim Walz. Timmy, this is the greatest thing that's happened to us in this election season, that the Democrats were dumb enough to pick Tim Walz. And listen, normally I'd be like, yes, it's stupid, but there's some sort of nefarious intellectual reason behind their stupid decision. This one is just stupid.
Mm-hmm.
I was so happy when I saw it. Because I'm not scared of any of them, whether it was Newsom, whether it was Josh Shapiro, or any of these people. I mean, J.D. Vance would tear up anybody you put across from him. He's going to tear him up. He's got way too big a brain for any of these people. But I was really looking forward to Vance Kamala, but we know that's not going to happen now. So it'll be Vance Walz now, and I would love to see Walz defend all of his policy positions about, you know, putting tampons in men's restrooms and things like that. Defunding the police. Many other things, which we're going to get to one by one. Now, let's do a summation real quick here first. This is a Laura Loomer tweet where she basically sums up Tim Walz. There is nothing normal. Now, they've been calling us weird. There is nothing normal about supporting ISIS, which he does, giving driver's licenses to illegals, which he has, supporting Black Lives Matter, which he does. Remember, what was that called? The Minnesota Freedom Fund. Remember, that's what Kamala, it's strange, isn't it? You had the Minnesota Freedom Fund to make sure that you bail out looters, arsonists, murderers, and thieves. Remember Kamala's mind, that's still up on her Twitter page, that she said, make sure that you contribute to the Minnesota Freedom Fund. Strange that she then picks the governor over the Minnesota Freedom Fund. Defunding the police, which he does. Letting your city burn, which he did. Wanting men and women's sports, which he does. Admitting to be a socialist, which he has. Setting up, I'm going to show you all the videos. I'm going to show you every one of these that supports this.
Yeah.
Setting up a neighborhood snitch line during COVID, which he did. If you had more people, Timmy Waltz. Oh, I forgot. There's so many things now popping into my head. Of course, he is a branch COVIDian.
Yep.
We know that. So one of the things that he did was in 2020, or was it 2021 going into 2022? Can't remember. But anyway, in one of the COVID years, we just got over it, really, because they just stopped. COVID was the COVID emergency, the state of emergency that we were in for COVID was just stopped in April of 2023, just so everybody knows. Well, no, 15 days to flatten the curve, 4.5 years of 15 days to flatten the curve. But in the first Thanksgiving for COVID, so it was 2020 and then 2021, you were allowed by Governor Tim Walz to have 8 people in your house for Thanksgiving. And if you had more than 8, he set up a snitch line that your neighbors could count the cars and the number of people walking into your home and then report you if you had more than 8. Then the next year, he allowed you to have 12. And if you had more than 12, your neighbors could report you for having more than 12 people at your Thanksgiving dinner. This is Tim Walz. This is the Democratic Party. This is the globalist, bourgeois, leftist, elitist who will never, ever worry, as we saw with Gavin Newsom, as we saw with Tom Wolf, as we saw with Rachel Levine, as we saw with Gavin Newsom at the French Laundry, as we saw with, I'm trying to remember his name now, Governor of New Jersey, Phil. He's no longer the governor. Gosh. Phil, can't remember his name. But anyway, he was caught. Phil Murphy, you're awesome, Aaron. Phil Murphy eating out when he had banned everybody else from eating out, but he was eating out with his family all within 1 inch of him. And he was caught, and we played the video. But I don't know how many times we played it on this podcast. But anyway, so they'll never live under their COVID totalitarianism. And that's just COVID right now. Of course, they're going to try bird flu. They'll never live under any of their totalitarian mandates that they force you to live under. We've shown you all, whether it was Austin City Mayor flying off into his Caribbean vacation while telling everybody else to lock down. Remember all these things?
Yep.
Justin Trudeau's done the same thing. And advocating for illegals to vote in elections, all of which he does, is doing, and has done. Every one of these things on this list. Let's go to his own tweets. Governor Tim Walz, proud to light the governor's residence for Pride Month. So you know he's pro-homosexual. There you go. And you're like, Tom, what's wrong with being pro-homosexual? Because it's pro-sin. Mm-hmm. I'm not pro-homosexual. By the way, I'm not pro-sex before marriage. I live by the word of God. That's what I live by. Now, I don't care if you want to be gay. Go be gay on your own time. That's fine. But we don't need to be lighting up governmental buildings with rainbow colors. If we're going to do that, then why don't we light up these buildings with crosses?
Yeah.
Why don't we put crosses on them? If we're gonna celebrate people's beliefs like whisker on whisker crime and anal sex is great, man on man anal sex, then you know what? Because that's what homosexuality is, just so everybody knows. Yeah. Men having sex with other men. Men sticking things in orifices they shouldn't be sticking them in. That is what homosexuality is. And if that's going to be celebrated with governmental buildings using governmental funds, because you and I, if you are, whether this was federal or whether this was local, those lights were paid for with taxpayer dollars.
Yeah.
So we as Christians should insist upon that they have a mural of Jesus up, a cross up, have Christian music playing, whatever it may be. But proud to light up the governor's residence for Pride this month as we celebrate Pride. Our message is clear. Minnesota will continue to protect your rights, not take them away. Now, let's ask ourselves this question. What rights have ever been taken away from homosexual? Name one. This is what needs to always be done with these people on the globalist left. You shouldn't shy away from saying these people, because they are these people. This is how you answer them. They are our ideological enemies. They are our theological opponents. That's who they are. No violence, no violence, no violence. But they must be defeated. Sometimes you defeat them at the polls. Sometimes you defeat them with litigation. Sometimes you defeat them with prosecution. Wherever, whatever you have to do, because there's Gaty barred the door now. The doors have been flung wide open.
Yep.
Whatever needs to be done is done. We're not going to lie, cheat, and steal like they do. But now what the crimes that they used to commit, that we used to go, you know what, let bygones be bygones. You know, yeah, they received too many campaign funds. Or you know what, wasn't quite the tight operation that we thought it was. As we're finding out the revelations about Act Blue right now, which is committing really hundreds and hundreds of federal felonious crimes every day. No more. No more. I could kind of understand why. No, there's none of that. Because if they're going to prosecute us for crimes that we didn't commit and for crimes that didn't, that don't even exist, then they need to be prosecuted for the crimes they did commit for crimes that do exist.
Yep.
Period.
Yep.
So that's who Tim Walz is. And I just would love to say, I'd like to ask him point blank every time. Can you just tell me how, give me one right. And we've shown these street interviews on this podcast before where people are asked on the street, tell me one racist thing Donald Trump ever said. Go. They can't. Tell me the crimes that he committed. They can't. Tell me exactly, Tim Walz. You say that, and he said things like there's a war against transgender people. Show me the war. Give me a list of statistical data of the victims of trans crime outside of those of us being victimized by trans people. Because the only people that are actually committing any violence are trans people themselves. There's no violence being committed against trans people. There's only trans people committing crime. Big difference. The only people that are committing any sort of genocide are trans people themselves. So you just simply ask someone like Tim Walz, Timmy, tell me one right that's ever been taken away from a homosexual person in the United States of America. Show me. Give me one. Just give me one. They can't. That's how you crush these people in debates. Nobody ever does it. People are too afraid to do it because they want, even right-wingers, they're afraid to acknowledge that which is true. If you go back to 2016, you'll hear every Republican, even strong conservative Republican, say, we know the Russians interfered in the 2016 elections. No, they didn't.
Yeah.
No, they didn't. Why are you saying that they did? We know that Derek Chauvin killed George Floyd. He did not.
Nope.
He didn't kill George Floyd. George Floyd killed himself with three times the lethal amount of fentanyl in his bloodstream. That's what killed George Floyd. Asphyxiation did not kill George Floyd. His lungs are 95% oxygenated at the moment of death. It's impossible. So how did Derek Chauvin kill him via asphyxiation when he wasn't asphyxiated?
Yep.
Explain it to me. But Republicans are afraid to say things like that because of the political ramifications. So they would rather have Derek Chauvin rot in prison for 22 years. You'll burn in hell with ethics like that. Burn in hell for all of eternity with ethics like that.
Yep.
You're afraid to say something. So you'll let a man sit in prison for the rest of his life, for all intents and purposes, 22 years. And normally somebody, and I don't mean to get off on Chauvin, it just pisses me off to no degree. And just so you know, I've answered and handled, I don't know, hundreds, thousands of police calls in a 25-year career. I wouldn't have handled the call that way. When he wanted to sit up, I've got six cops there. I'm going to sit him up on his butt. There's nothing. There's no reason not to. There's no officer safety threat.
Right.
I don't agree with how Chauvin handled the call, but he certainly didn't kill the man. And if you are a Republican and you can't say that, there's a special place in hell for those that allow people to go to prison because you're afraid to say something.
Yeah.
There really is. And I mean, of course, Tim Walz is like that. He is Mr. George Floyd. And what, I mean, think about, again, I don't mean to get off on this. I always think about 2 Corinthians 5:10, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive what is due for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad. We're going to answer. We're all going to stand. Revelation 20, 11 through 15. And I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books. I know that's coming. I know that's coming for me. I know it's coming for you. And I'll tell you what, when you're someone like Timmy Walz, and you know someone like Derek Chauvin, you've read the medical examiner's report. You know he's innocent. You let him burn. You let him burn in prison, just like you're going to burn in hell. You let him sit in prison for 22 years so that you can be a successful politician. What a worthless human being you are, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat. Worthless human being.
Yep.
Just like all the people, once they knew masks didn't work, they still put them on because they're afraid of the ramifications of the truth. All right, I didn't mean to get off on all that. Sorry for the digression. But anyway, bad hombre tweet. Here's one of Tim Walsh's, Timmy's lead advisors. This is Tim Walsh, trusted advisor. That's him. Right there. This is the guy who's running for vice president of the United States. How far have we fallen in 3.5 years? You would never have gotten away with that. I mean, you wouldn't have gotten away with that in the 80s when I first started voting. Wouldn't have got away with it in the 90s. And now here we are in 2024, only after 3 years and 7 months or so of Joe Biden in office. We have digressed to this level where this is, you see Fat Timmy right behind him. He's right there. This is one of his lead advisors right here. This man dressed up as a woman. He was key in getting Waltz to install tampon dispensers in boys' restrooms in Minnesota schools. That's who's running as the vice presidential nominee for the Democratic Party right here. That guy. One of his lead advisors is this man dressed as a woman. All right, let's go to the next one. Governor Tim Walz tweet. Happy Pride, Minnesota. Proud to be flying the Pride flag at our home this month. While we still have work to do, I will always keep fighting to ensure all Minnesotans live free from discrimination. How the hell have gays been discriminated against? Can you name it? I'm curious. I mean, listen, I don't know what the ages are of the people in the chat right now. I see C Suff, she comes to the church. I know we're the same age, or roughly same age. I see Tammy, Margaret are on Scooter 887. I don't know what everybody's ages are, but I can flat out tell you that I've been around since 1968, and I've never seen any discrimination against a gay person ever. I was at the Sarasota County Sheriff's Office 25 years. I never saw anybody discriminate against a gay person or a black person ever. Ever.
Yep.
25 years in the South. I mean, you don't get any redder than Sarasota County. I saw no discrimination. If gay people wanted to be hired as a sheriff's deputy, they were. If they wanted to be promoted, they were. I've never seen this. So again, I just want Timmy, give me 5 examples of discrimination against gay people. Ready, Timmy? Go. Nothing. They don't have anything. All right, next one. This is earth-shattering. Earth-shattering, career-ending, election-ending, candidacy ending stuff right here. Rob Smith video. VP candidate Tim Walz abandoned his National Guard unit upon notification of Iraqi deployment. Play for me, Heather.
So newly minted vice presidential pick Tim Walz, who's the governor of Minnesota, is being put on blast for stolen valor and leaving his unit hanging when they got the order to deploy to Iraq. He declined to deploy with them, okay? So this is from an article that came out in the West Central Tribune in 2018. This article was authored by people that served with Governor Tim Walz that were putting him on blast for basically stolen valor and leaving his unit hanging when they decided they were going to deploy to Iraq. Okay, I'm going to read you the first sentence of this. We, retired Command Sergeants Major of the Minnesota National Guard, feel it is our duty and responsibility to bring forth the truth as we know it concerning his service record. Now, I'm not going to get all into the weeds on this, but the most important part is this. All right. In early 2005, a warning order was issued to the 125th Field Artillery Battalion, in which Governor Walz was serving as their command sergeant major, okay? The order was to prepare them to be mobilized for active duty at deployment to Iraq. When you are about to deploy, you generally have a couple of months notice, okay? Because there's a lot of things that go into getting a unit ready to go to war. Now, on May 16, 2005, he quit, leaving the 125th Field Artillery Battalion and its soldiers hanging without its senior non-commissioned officer. His excuse was that he needed to retire in order to run for Congress. This is false. And again, these are the words of the command sergeant major retired that put this together for the West Central Tribune. This came out in 2018. Now, according to a DOD directive, he could have run and requested permission from the department, from the Secretary of Defense, before entering active duty, as many reservists have, okay? You can probably ask Tulsi Gabbard about that, because she did not she did not abandon her unit when it came time to deploy. I believe Tulsi deployed. Either way, what this says, and basically what this all boils down to, and you really should read this article. It's the last thing that I retweeted. Jack Posobiec has basically broken this. And he tweeted it out. I retweeted what Jack Posobiec tweeted. The point is this. You have to understand that this person is unfit to lead. He is not only unfit to be the vice president, he is unfit to run around talking about his military service as something that is positive when he was promoted to the position of command sergeant major for a unit and he decided to take the punk way out, all right, and say that he had to quote-unquote retire to run for Congress instead of deploying to Iraq. What does that say about his military service? What does that say about what he thinks about his military service? What does that say about what he thought about his unit? What does that say about what he thinks about his country? What does that say about how he is going to approach his job as the vice president should Kamala Harris be elected and the United States of America is involved in yet another foreign conflict? To me, he is unfit to serve, unfit to lead. And anybody who would leave their unit hanging in this way upon notice of deployment is a fundamentally weak man, a weak individual, and somebody that we should not be elevating to any position of power.
One.
So another defender of democracy,
The
defender of democracy has the chance to actually go and defend democracy, bails on his 125th Armored Battalion. Just goes and leaves as the senior non-commissioned officer. He just bails on his troops using now a fake excuse of, I was running for Congress. Timmy is the gift that keeps on giving. Because now they can't talk about, they always like to falsely accuse Donald Trump of draft dodging and all that stuff. Yeah. That's, you know what? They can't say anything now. This is great. Thank you so much, Timmy. And wait till I get to Kamala, because all of their sexual accusations against Donald Trump, they're gone too, because Dougie Emhoff, Kamala's husband, impregnated their nanny. Just so you know, not their nanny, the nanny that was with his, I wonder why he got a divorce, with the nanny that was there to raise his kids with his former wife.
Yeah.
Impregnate her. It must all be all these leftards like Schwarzenegger, even though he puts an R in front of his name. He's actually a D in more than one way. But I mean, they can say whatever they want. And there's a great little speech, I hope I have time to get to it tonight, from one of Trump's rallies about how Kamala, how can, whether it's Emhoff or whether it's Kamala herself, how can these people ever attack Donald Trump again when Kamala was having an affair with a 60-year-old married man? I mean, I'm just, how are you going to talk about Stormy Daniels ever again? Have you noticed how nobody is?
Yeah.
Now that Emhoff has been caught impregnating the nanny and made her get an abortion. I shouldn't say make. The girl ended up getting an abortion. I'm sure there was pressure and money involved, however.
Yeah.
I'm sure there is. We're talking about leftists here. So anyway, so that's who Timmy Walz is. Right when his country needs him the most, he bails on his unit and quits his unit. I'm sitting in the room with an Iraqi war veteran. I'm talking about heavy duty. I'm not talking about one of these guys, Travis, who now works at the church here. I'm not talking about one of these guys who goes over there and is an administrator in office. I'm talking about a warrior. I'm talking about somebody fighting in wars, fighting in battles, whose friends died next to him, okay? I'm talking about a genuine warrior. His wife is sitting in the room. When he had the opportunity to serve his country in warfare, he took it. Timmy? No, not so much. Timmy bailed like the leftard that he is. Libs of TikTok tweet, former service members are blasting Tim Walz for lying about his position and quitting after finding out that his unit would be sent to Iraq. Tim Walz has embellished, this is from Thomas Behrens, retired command sergeant major. Tim Walz, this sounds like John Kerry. Remember, he was Mr. Vietnam and then it all got exposed what he really was. Yep. Same thing with John McCain. Tim Walz has embellished and selectively omitted facts and circumstances of his military career for years, says Thomas Behrens. But even more disturbing is the fact that Walz quickly retired after learning that his unit, Southern Minnesota's 125 FA Battalion, would be sent to Iraq, wrote Tom Hagen, Minnesota military reservist. These are all eye-freaking witnesses. Could never vote for Timmy Walz as our governor when he abandoned his fellow soldiers like he did. Tony Wenzel, retired platoon sergeant for the Minnesota Army National Guard. When the nation called, he quit. says Paul Herr, retired command sergeant major. Let's find anything like this about Donald J. Trump, shall we? Can't. Timmy is the gift that keeps on giving. They can't bring up anything about Donald Trump dodging the draft. Kamala with her her affair with Willie Brown, whether and Doug Emhoff with his affair with the nanny. They can't say anything about Trump now. Because yep. Every time they do, we'll just bring all their escapades up, all their various sexual escapades. Great. You want to talk about military service? No problem. Timmy had the opportunity to serve his country and defend democracy, and he bailed on him. All right, go on the next one here. Graham Allen video throwback. Tim Walz is the governor who just changed the Minnesota flag to resemble the Somali flag. Play for me.
All right, ready. Whoa, wait a minute. There, that's better.
Yeah, they just, Heather goes, can you just change your flag? I'm assuming somebody voted on it, but I really have no idea. But he changed the flag to a Somali flag. Let's just be honest. That's what he is. That's what he did. He changed it to a Somali flag. Now, listen, folks, I'm trying to be a better person. Why is everybody laughing? I really am. I'm trying to be a better person. I'm somebody that absolutely has to have Jesus. Like, if it wasn't for Jesus, I'll burn in hell for all of eternity because I'm really not a very good person outside of Jesus. That's all that I have. So I'm trying to be a better person. And I'm trying to not use the word cuck as much. I banned it from the pulpit. I'm not using it anymore from the pulpit. But I don't mean it in the sexual term that it has. Its original meaning was a very sexual meaning.
Yeah.
But the real meaning now is somebody who basically is a spineless little worm afraid of women.
Yeah.
There's no other way to describe people like Timmy than cuckboy. I don't know. It's just like sometimes you can't describe anybody else. There's no way to describe nerd but nerd.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there's no way to just, he's not a nerd. He's a cuckboy. His entire life, he is like an ARC church pastor. He's like these COVID caving pastors. If they thought that it was popular to preach hellfire and brimstone and that would bring people into the church, they would preach it.
Yep.
If they thought that it was popular to say gay is okay because most of them have already, they would preach it.
Yep.
If they thought that preaching that hell doesn't exist would gain them some sort of notoriety and popularity, they would preach it. They have absolutely no moral rudder at all. That's guys like this.
Yep.
He'll do anything. If he thought that being conservative would put him in office, he'd be conservative.
Yeah.
That's the kind of people that they are. Kamala Harris is the same way. They're never actually conservative. What they are self-implosive people who only care about themselves ever. And that's the pastors too.
Yep.
That's all they care about is themselves. They will do anything to maintenance power. They will do anything to maintenance popularity to keep their position. That's Timmy. Even changing your flag. Now, why would he change it to a Somali flag? Because if you don't get the Somalian vote in Democratic primaries in Minnesota, you lose. Why? Why? Because Ilhan Omar is buying votes. She is harvesting ballots. It's all been caught. You're like, Tom, you don't know whether it's Ilhan Omar. It's people who vote for Ilhan Omar. They're harvesting ballots. It's a giant cheat. Wait till I show you later. The entire map of Minnesota is red.
Yep.
The entire state of Minnesota is red outside of one county and Minneapolis. That's it. So the only way for you, and I'll bet you that one county is where all the Somalians live, that was very strange, that were flown in by Joe Biden or Barack Hussein Obama, mm-hmm. flown in so the Democrats can win elections in Minnesota. Oh, you know what? We're down 100,000 votes. No problem. Let's go do some drone strikes and then fly in Somalians.
Yep.
You're like, Tom, it really isn't that corrupt. Yes, it is. And you all know it is.
Yep.
Again, they've registered 250,000 people. That was 3 months ago in the state of Texas. Using the last four of their social security numbers, and they're all illegal, and they give them those last four social security numbers at the southern border when they illegally invade. So he just changes the flag to a Somali flag. Let me show you some other Somali flags. Put up the next one for me, Heather. Just to show you, does that look familiar to anybody? Does that look familiar to you guys? Does that look like, did everybody see the former Minnesota flag, which looks very similar to most state flags?
Yeah.
And now this is the flag. Doesn't even have Minnesota on it. Do you notice it? I mean, you're like, Tom, that's a Somali flag. No, tell me a great distinguishing thing, feature between the new Minnesota flag and all of these Somali flags from different regional areas of Somalia. Well, little Arn Omar is from, right? Who came to America married to her brother. I mean, show me one to say the colors are the same, the stars are the same. What happened to, in the middle of the Minnesota flag, it's saying that it was the Minnesota flag.
Yeah.
What happened to that? It's gone. Here's the new, put up the next one for me, Heather. This is the new Minnesota flag. Does that look familiar? Where's the state of Minnesota? Now leave this up for me. Notice that Timmy changed it to an eight-pointed star. What does an eight-pointed star mean? If you look at the United States flag, ain't no eight-pointed stars in the United States flag, right?
Nope.
Five-pointed stars, right?
Yep.
But here we have the eight-pointed star. Why? Well, let's see. The eight-pointed star is a common symbol in Islamic art and architecture. It is known as the Khatim or Khatim Salaman, which means seal of the prophets. That's what's on the flag in the state of Minnesota is the Islamic seal of the prophets in Arabic. Oh my That's God. What that means. This symbol is often used to depict the Islamic faith in the unity of the Islamic community. The eight-pointed star is also common, is also a common symbol in Hindu and Buddhist cultures. That's who Kamala Harris just picked as her VP nominee. Timmy, who changed the Minnesota flag to that. Right there. All right, going to the next one. Benny Johnson video. You're going to hear a lot of Benny Johnson videos tonight. I pulled a lot of his stuff tonight. Reporter, should cities be allowed to be sanctuary cities? Play for me, Heather.
Should Minnesota be a sanctuary state?
If the definition of that is that the federal government enforces immigration law and local law enforcement enforces local law, then yes.
Should cities be allowed to be sanctuary cities?
Yes, local control.
Should Minnesota be a sanctuary city? Yes. Should cities inside of Minnesota be sanctuary cities? Yes, that's what he believes in. And if you notice what he said there, if sanctuary means that federal officials enforce immigration law and the states enforce state law. But the problem is that in order for the feds, for federal police, ICE, for ICE to enforce their laws, then their detainers have to be obeyed by local cops, which in Minnesota, they aren't.
Mm-hmm.
So even in his own definition where he tries to obfuscate, well, if by sanctuary you mean that federal officials enforce federal laws and local cops enforce local laws, but the problem is that when an illegal is arrested for raping a child and you don't put a detainer on him and you release him because you are a sanctuary city, then how are the feds supposed to enforce the law? See, I mean, it's always lying and Potomac two-stepping. An obfuscation. John Cordillo video. For one thing, don't ever shy away. This is Timmy talking here. For one thing, don't ever shy away from our progressive values. Play for me, Heather.
One thing, don't ever shy away from our progressive values. One person's socialism is another person's neighborliness.
Sounds just like an ARC church pastor. Sounds just like all the mass pastors back in 2020. One person's socialism is one person's neighborliness. You know, or being a good neighbor. What was it? What did he just say? You know what? Put that back on. Play it again so I can quote it. Oh, wait, I got it right here. Neighborliness. It is that. Nobody ever talks like that, so I didn't know if that was sure. Go, Aaron.
Oh, I was just going to say, it's funny that he says that, but then he has neighbors report on neighbors for having too many people at their house for COVID.
That's not very neighborly.
Yeah, neighborly.
I mean, I guess that's their version of socialism.
Not a good neighbor.
I mean, one person's socialism, another person's neighborliness, which I never even heard the word neighborliness in my life. But anyway... So, I mean, that just one person's socialism is one person's neighborliness. So, no, what socialism is the confiscation against your will of your property. How is that neighborly? And if you don't do it, you go to the Gulag Archipelago. That's socialism. If you don't willingly go ahead and just give it, take, you know, allow the government to take all of your property, then you go to the Gulag. How is that neighborly? You know why? Because socialism never actually gets applied to Timmy. He mandates it to everybody else while he lives in the government mansion. He will mandate that you eat bugs while he eats ribeyes.
Yep.
That's the way socialism always works out. That's why he loves socialism. Lives of TikTok video flashback. Tim Walz wants to help illegals get ladders so they can climb over the border wall. Play for me, Heather.
And I think seeing a plan that's out there, talking about it with folks, knowing that he's not going to do anything. You know, he talks about this wall. I always say, let me know how high it is. If it's 25 feet, then I'll invest in the 30-foot ladder factory. That's not how you stop this.
Oh, there you go. So we know that he doesn't want a border wall. And he says he talks about the wall, but he's never going to do it. Wrong. He built 60% of it. And if he was reelected, or we'd already have that big, beautiful wall. But instead, all the leftover parts, all the leftover materials were sold for pennies on the dollar so that we have more debt. Because it was going to cost $8 billion to build the wall. All the materials are already there. Joe Biden stops building the wall, sells all the materials for pennies on the dollar. So we just add another $4, $5 billion worth of debt to our $35 trillion debt given to us by Joseph Robinette Biden. But Tim Walz tells you, if you build the wall, I'll just invest in a company that will give people ladders to get over the wall that you build. That's who these people are. Benny Johnson, he's fine with the border invasion. 15,000 people per day. I'm telling you right now, if you think that that's changed, you've lost your mind.
Yeah.
Well, you know, yeah, but they've come out. The Biden administration, I know I'm preaching to the choir right now, but I'm just telling you, people think it. The Biden administration came out with their official CBP numbers that they've cut illegal border crossings in half. No, all they've done is stop counting half of them.
Yep.
That's it. It's not who votes. It's not how many people vote. It's not how many votes there are. It's
who counts the vote.
Who counts the vote.
Yep.
That's all that really counts. Benny Johnson video. Wow. Tim Walz grants driver's licenses for illegals. Play for me.
It's done.
Packed room at the St. Paul Armory erupted after the governor's signature made driver's license for all the law of the land.
Aaron, just mute that and play it side by side whenever you get a chance. So here, let's go ahead and go over Tim Walz's border immigration policy. If there is a wall, he wants to enable people to have ladders to climb over the wall. So he wants that. And then once they make it, so when the rapists make it, I mean, just so you know, it just came out. Now, this is the guy that Timmy Walz wants to get. These are the people that Timmy Walz wants to give driver's licenses to. We know the murders and the rapes that have happened over the last couple of months. He wants them all to have driver's licenses so they can drive away from their crime scenes. Now, we also, it's all come to light via Bill Malugin's reporting that Joseph Robinette Biden and Alejandro Mayorkas has allowed 99 people on the terrorist watch list into the country. We have no freaking idea where they are now. Terrorist people on the terrorist watch list have been allowed into our country. And now Timmy wants to give them driver's licenses so they can commit a terrorist act in Minnesota. Then they can drive down to North, they can drive to South Dakota, where all the Minnesotas are running to, by the way. They have a big exodus out of Minnesota, moving into Christy Nome, South Dakota, so they can get their driver's licenses and flee Minnesota and go commit more crimes and rapes elsewhere. Maybe they can find another 12-year-old girl to rape for 3 hours. Like the two illegal border crosses that Alejandro Mayorkas allowed across the border, that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris allowed across the border, that Tim Walz wants to give driver's licenses to. Look and see what a cuck boy he is. Look at him, surrounded by women. Oh, love me. Look how virtuous I am. I'm allowing murderers and rapists and illegals to have driver's license. Just marvel at my compassion. Just like the COVID caving pastors and Christians. Makes me sick. Have a spine. Have a spine. For once in your life, decide to have some courage. Decide to have some common sense. If you are an illegal border invader, you ought not to have a driver's license. Can we all agree on that?
Yep.
Pretty easy. Let's go to the next one. I told you, lots of Benny Johnson. Benny Johnson video. Tim Walz on BLM riots. Play for me.
A society that does not put equity and inclusion at the center of it is certainly going to eventually come to the places where we're at. This is a moment of inflection. It's a moment of real change. It's a moment that those folks who are out there demanding this are not going to take a commission or a report. They're going to want fundamental change. And that is what I think, that's one of the exciting things in the midst of all this. You can feel a sense of optimism coming back.
you have a relation to this?
No, that's not downtown Lebanon. That's Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota, under Timmy. Timmy says that the reason why this happened is because people lack equity. Equity is equality of outcomes instead of equality of opportunities. So no matter what you do, no matter what efforts you give, you get an equality of outcome. You know, if you are a lazy hunk of crap, you know what? No matter what, you get an equality of outcome. That's equity. And so according to Timmy, the reason why they loot, why black Americans in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and white Americans inside of Minneapolis, St. Paul, rioted under the banner of BLM and looted Nike stores was they were lacking equity.
Mm.
That's why. This right here is perfectly acceptable under the governance of Timmy. Right here. Has he ever come out and said anything bad against the people? Has he ever said anything negative against the people that actually did these crimes? No, not they did them because they lacked equity. Let's go to the next one. And speaking of people who love riots and love to kill the innocent, remember now, that of course was the George Floyd riots of 2020, which resulted in 30 murders and $2 billion worth of damage. Timmy's fine with all of that. A lot of that, of course, being in Minneapolis, St. Paul. Timmy's fine with all that. So Timmy loves violent protests, loves them. Like what we're seeing in the UK right now, where you have Hamas supporters, Muslims attacking white people, raping white people for doing, or not even white people, because they're raping Sikhs too, and raping. Sometimes it could get overly racial. It's not really even racist. It's not really racial, because the Muslims in the UK are raping all native-born UK citizens, British citizens. Same with the rape rate in Sweden. Same thing. In all the Nordic countries who have allowed mass Muslim migration, their rape rate, why do you focus on rape, Tom? Because it's a fact. The rape rates have never been seen before in history when you have men who feel like they can do whatever they want with a woman because that's how they've been raised their entire life. And they're inbred and have lower IQs.
Yep.
70% of the Pakistani immigrants in the UK are inbreds. Sorry. It has nothing to do with race. It has nothing to do with the melanin content of their skin. It has to do with their culture. We've heard plenty of jokes about inbreds in West Virginia. They're all white, right?
Yep.
Plenty of jokes about inbred whites. Well, you know, it's a fact. If whites inbreed, they're going to have lower IQs. Those are just facts. It's got nothing to do with race. It has to do with factual biological data. So Timmy loves violent protest. And it's not even protest, because the people who are protesting for George Floyd's death, against George Floyd's death, however you want to frame it, they weren't doing it because they cared about George Floyd or the black community. They were doing it because, you know what? Stores are going to be accessible to us tonight, baby.
Yep.
We're going to go ahead and steal us some brand new Nikes. But Timmy loves it. Look at this tweet. Governor Tim Walz tweet. In honor of Ramadan, Gwen and I hosted an iftar dinner at the residence last night. That's all at your taxpayer expense if you live in Minnesota. We had a wonderful time gathering with our Muslim friends and neighbors to celebrate a blessed and peaceful Ramadan. Okay, did they do that for the Christians? I'm just curious. Was that done for the born-again Christians? I'm just curious. Do they have these dinners for the born-again Christians? Oh, that's not societally acceptable now.
Mm-hmm.
It's societally acceptable if you're a demon rat leftist to have dinners with Muslims, but not evangelical Christians. Now, here's the thing. I want everybody to know, I support anybody's right to be a Muslim. I do. You want to be a Muslim? You want to be a Buddhist? Absolutely fine. But you can't force your religion on me. But that's exactly what's happening. And vehicles like Timmy are being used to do so. Vehicles like Timmy, who are afraid to stand up to the violence of Hamas, the violence of the Muslim faith, which is going on in his state, who are afraid to say things about it, afraid to stand up to it. That is the entirety of the UK nation right now, where you have beacons of light like Tommy Robinson, who are just giving factual statistical data about rapes and victimizations at the hands of Muslims and people of the Islamic faith. He even says it. It's not all Islamists, but there is a problem. It's not all Islamists here either, but there is a problem. But here's Timmy celebrating Ramadan, but no celebrations for Christians. All right, well, you should, you know, you should have a Buddhist celebration too. But that's not politically beneficial to celebrate Buddhism. It's politically beneficial for him to celebrate Ramadan because that means that he's going to get votes. Let's go to the next one. Governor Tim Walz tweet again, just showing you where he stands on all the issues. He's got, just got his second booster, 5-4-22. What's he up to now? What's he up to now? Because that's over 2 years ago. He's got to be six, just like Biden now.
Yeah.
6, 8, 10. He'll be 10 by September. You can get yours too if you fall into one of these categories. Oh, thank you, Timmy. I can go and get the clot shot. I can go get my genes altered for life and have no immune system. I can go and get my clot shot and not only get clots, but get VADs along with it. Thank you, Timmy, if I fit into one of these categories, according to your governance. Am I, you know, am I essential? Am I not? According to Timmy. That's the kind of person that he is. All right, still on Waltz here. Philip Letzel video. Karnacki savages Waltz's margins in small town Minnesota. Look at the maps. And Aaron, when you see it, when you see the entire map of Minnesota, see if you can get a still photo for me.
Got it.
Savages Waltz, play for me.
Now, here's the key, because this county, Democrats used to be much more competitive in. Look at this. In 2012, Barack Obama won 43% of the vote in this county. It was only a little bit more than 10 points that he lost to Romney by here. The floor fell out for Democrats here when Trump came along in that Clinton race in 2016, and they haven't recovered it since. And that Walz performance here, it's a little less than Biden's number. It's more than Clinton's, and it's a far cry from what Obama was doing here. And again, I'm showing you one. This is a stand-in for dozens of counties in Minnesota where you saw the same thing. With large rural populations, blue-collar white populations, where Obama, and some of them he was winning, others he was holding his own just a dozen years ago. This is where Democrats have lost ground. And Walz in 2022, he didn't gain any ground that the Democrats had lost. He didn't do that here. He didn't do that in other counties. Walz really owes his victory, that big that margin he got, 8 points there statewide, he owes it to the Twin Cities area here, the area where Democrats in Minnesota and all these other states are already doing well. It's sort of it's the standard Democratic victory model in a state like this. It got Walz in 2022. This is the biggest county in the state. This is where Minneapolis is, Hennepin County. Walz wins this by 44 points. Look at all the votes that came out of their total. It's huge. And again, that's right in line with what Joe Biden did in 2020 when he won Minnesota. And again, just wind the clock back here. You know, 12 years ago, this was still a blue county, but less blue. So it's the suburban areas, the metropolitan areas that have gotten much more blue, and Walz performed just like Biden did, better than Clinton did in places like this. And then in the rest of greater Minnesota, small town Minnesota, where the Democrats have been losing ground, Walz performed basically just like Biden did as well. So, you know, look at his electoral history. Tim Walz is in 2022, and the idea that he's got this automatic appeal with these small town areas in those three key battleground states, you don't see it in what he actually did on the ballot in 2020.
Gee, I wonder why they're losing ground in the rural areas and gaining ground in the city areas. Could it be because they are manifesting ballots in the middle of the night, as we saw in 2020? Are they cutting off the vote in the middle of the night and saying, how, you know what, nobody, and they don't even tell anybody and say, you know what, let's get Ruby Freeman and Shea Moss in the room, who needs to mix in a salad, both of them. Let's get them in the room and shove the same ballots through the same machines over and over and over again. And anybody who actually points it out, let's make sure we sue for defamation. I wonder why they're gaining support in the urban areas, but losing support in the rural areas, because in the rural areas, you cannot cheat. And in the urban areas, you can cheat very easily. You can just claim you got all these votes. Now, look at this state. Look at this state. It's a red. The whole thing is red. The entire state is freaking red outside of Minneapolis. Yeah, there's. I guarantee you, the other areas are heavily, heavily Muslim.
Yeah.
Which is why he changed the flag to a Somali flag so he could win, make sure he wins those areas. All Timmy has to win are those little blue areas, and he wins the entire state. Such a shame that Scott Jensen didn't win. But I'm just saying, but did he not win?
Mm-hmm.
Now that we saw in 2020, they're just going to cheat and they're just going to manifest ballots. They're just going to produce ballots in the middle of the night. which has to have been going on now for years. And there's more and more and more coming up. I could do a three-hour show on Georgia alone right now. I've shown you little clips of it, but Georgia is coming up more and more. All the information about the corruption of Brad Raffensperger and Fulton County and covering up for the corruption of Fulton County, all under the umbrella of conservative Republican Brad Raffensperger, who met with Perkins Coie and Mark Elias to make sure that they couldn't adjudicate ballots in the 2020 election. That's because most Republicans are actually leftist, but there isn't one Democrat who's actually a right winger. Not one. So here's another one for you. Oh, wait, don't leave. Sorry, guys. Put that back up. I just want one more time. Do you see the state? How do we ever lose? I'm telling you, the California looks like that.
Yep.
It's all lies. They have urban centers, and they just generate ballots in the middle of the night. Atlanta, L.A., Minneapolis, St. Paul, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, Milwaukee, Phoenix, Las Vegas, Clark County. That's how Trump, quote, unquote, lost when he got more votes than any president in history outside of Robinette Biden.
Yeah.
Robinette Biden sets the record. Joe Biden sets the record for most votes in history. And what Donald Trump got more votes than any incumbent president in history and loses. Wins 19 out of 20. I'm telling you, I'll leave this up for a reason. Wins 19 out of 21 bellwether counties and loses. The only president in the history of the United States to win Ohio and Florida and lose the election. It's all fake. What they did, six states, seven cities, they cheated. Look at this state. And we never win Minnesota. Never. I don't remember. I think the last time we won Minnesota was Ronald Reagan, if I'm not mistaken. All right, go to the next one for me. Christy, no. Oh, go, Aaron. Go.
Oh, I was just going to say, it's funny that the most popular president of all time, 81 million votes, Biden, can't run again because his party doesn't want him there. But the guy who lost to him, everybody wants him back.
Oh, yeah, right.
Makes sense.
Yeah. And the thing about it is Nancy Pelosi just recently did an interview, and she was asked, did you notice his decline? She said, no, I never noticed his decline. Then why did you usher him out?
Yeah.
Why did you tell him we can do this the easy way or the hard way?
Yep.
They're just liars. They're pathetic, rudderless, principleless, disgusting, demonic liars. Speaking of disgusting, demonic liars, here's more on Timmy. Christy Noem video. Thousands and thousands of Minnesotans have left South Dakota, or have moved to South, let me get it right. Thousands and thousands of Minnesotans have moved to South Dakota because of Tim Walz's failed leadership. Play for me.
Listen, Tim Walz, they're our neighbors. Minnesota borders South Dakota. We've had thousands and thousands of people leave Minnesota and move to South Dakota because of his leadership, because of his mandates, because of his lockdowns. Because he's perpetuated violence on his streets and not supported cops, he has not supported law and order, and he has embraced some crazy mandates on energy and social policies that his people have outright rejected, and they picked up and moved their families to states like South Dakota to get away from him.
Yeah, he wants fossil fuels eliminated out of his state. I don't remember the year, but it's some absurd year. It's 2035, it's 2050, but no fossil fuels at all in his state. In the relative near future, none. How's that going to work? Where's the infrastructure for all this electric energy you're going to use? There isn't any. Are you currently building it? Because you'd have to be building it now if you want it to be in place in 50 years. People have no idea how large this world is. If you're going to power the world through electric power plants, which are all fueled by fossil fuels, which makes no sense, and the entire narrative makes no sense. But let's just play along for just a minute. If you're going to do that, then you have to be building all of these power plants now so that you have them in place 50 years from now. You have to build them now because it takes upwards of a decade to build one. And there's no infrastructure being put in place for what he wants. So what he wants is nobody to be able to actually drive a car, so you have to rely on mass transit. That's what he actually wants. Governor Walz signs bill. Aaron's got this for me. It's 2040.
Yep.
Bill, moving Minnesota to 100% clean energy by 2040.
Good luck.
Yeah, so in 15 years, they're going to have no fossil fuels? If they started right now, they couldn't build enough power plants for that to happen.
Never.
They couldn't do it if they start right now. I mean, you look back at Joe Biden's illustrious 500,000 electric car charging stations, where he's so far, that was all funded with $8 billion. $8 billion in 2021 to build 500,000 Get that. I'm not exaggerating. 500,000 electric car charging stations. How many have they built? Seven.
Mm-hmm.
Seven. It was funded in 2021. It's almost the end of 2024. They've built seven. Exactly where is this infrastructure going to come from? No, what it is they want you to not have the option for gas and not have the option for electric. You have to get on mass transit so they control your movements.
Yep.
That's all that it's about. 21% increase in crime. They're all moving to North Dakota. Tim Walz is, I wrote my own little list here. Open borders, four is pro open borders, pro defunded police, pro socialism, pro DLs for illegals, pro crime, pro BLM, pro trans drag shows for kids, pro lopping off kids' body parts, pro sanctuary cities, pro sanctuary states, and pro slaughtering the unborn. What a wonderful human being Timmy is. What a great human being Timmy is. All right, go to this next one. Change the subjects. Finally off of Timmy Walz. I can't believe I just spent an hour on Timmy Walz. I honestly thought I'd blow through it in 17 minutes. I honestly did. I don't know what happened. But anyway, it's Heather's fault. But let's move on. All right, Julie Kelly tweet. Let's go over the Secret Service now. DHS IG Inspector General confirms in report that Biden Mayorkas, Alejandro Mayorkas, DHS significantly stonewalled his J6 investigation. Now, who is being stonewalled here? The person who works for Mayorkas. His inspector general, the person who is the inspector general for Mayorkas, is being stonewalled by Mayorkas. Stonewalled his J6 investigation. Texts were deleted. Cell phones of top officials, presumably including Tim Geudle, were wiped. So now we've discovered that not only were all the Secret Service text messages on 1-6 deleted because there needed to be a data migration on 1-6. Now, you have to listen to this lie now that's happened. Credit Dan Bongino on the timeline on this. Is they said that there was this data migration was on 1-6, on or about 1-6, but then later testified that these guys, these Secret Service agents, still had their text messages after that date. Strange, isn't it? Remember how that would just get this now. They claim that this data migration occurred on or near 1-6, right? But all the Secret Service agents that had text messages on 1-6 claimed that their text messages were still on their phones 3 months later when their phones were confiscated.
Huh.
So there was actually no data migration then. So Kim Cheadle needs to be in federal prison.
Yeah.
And I'm not kidding about this. When Kim Cheadle and Alejandro Mayorkas say that there was a data migration on or about 1-6 that eliminated all of the text messages of 1-6 working Secret Service agents, and the Secret Service agents themselves say that they still had all of their text messages on their phones 3 months later when their phones were taken, 3 months later, January, February, and March. Their phones were confiscated, and they never saw their phones again. That's kind of weird, isn't it? And then you also have cell phones of top officials, presumably Kim Cheadle, were wiped. Not only were their text messages gone, their cell phones themselves are wiped, just like Hillary Clinton's staff wiped their phones with factory resets.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, again, you've heard me quote this verse many times. Everyone practicing evil hates light, does not come to the light, lest their deeds be exposed. Jesus speaking in John chapter 3, verse 20. Go to the next one for me. Here's the actual verbiage by the office of the inspector general. That's perfect. That's perfect, Darren. If you can't read it, I'm reading it to you. Little lengthy, a little wonky, but stick with me. Although we, the IG inspector general for Alejandro Mayorkas, although we requested text messages from select Secret Service personnel, Secret Service did not provide these records while we conducted our field work. On March 31st, 2021, did everybody hear that?
Yep.
The Secret Service provided a screenshot. So wait a minute. I thought that all these were gone on the data migration.
Mm.
Aaron, you jump in here on this tech stuff if I'm missing something. Okay. Seriously, jump in.
Yeah.
On March 31st, 3 months after the data migration that they said deleted all the text messages that are still on the phones, the Secret Service provided a screenshot of only one text message exchange in response to our February 2021 initial information request. And an excerpt an excerpt, this text message exchange, is shown in figure 15 of this report. In response to our follow-up request for additional content for the text message exchange provided, the Secret Service indicated on May 4th, 2021, 4 months later, that the additional, 5 months later actually, that the additional information request was unavailable because of a planned Secret Service-wide cell phone migration. When did the migration happen? They said that when did they initially ask? Remember, although we requested from the top text messages from the Secret Service personnel, Secret Service did not provide these records while we conducted our fieldwork. Then strangely, 3 months later, the Secret Service provided a screenshot of only one text message exchange to our February information request. So the IG requested this information, all their text messages, from Secret Service agents working on 1-6. The Secret Service told the Secret Service stonewalled and didn't give it to them, and then later claimed a data migration. So the data migration, which we've been told now for almost 4 years that occurred on or about 1-6, didn't.
Yep.
Liars under oath. Kim Cheadle needs to spend the rest of her freaking life in federal prison, standing right next to Alejandro Mayorkas, I'm sure, because he'll claim to be a woman, so he gets into a woman's prison. Maybe next to Fauci, he'll make the same claim. On June 11th, 2021, we requested all emails and text messages for 25 Secret Service employees or distribution accounts relevant for our review. When the dispute over access to emails began, why is there a dispute between the IG? The DHS runs the Secret Service. This is the DHS IG. Why is there a dispute? I'll just tell you this from law enforcement experience. I'm trying to think of how many times that I was in IA, internal affairs. I'm trying to think. A couple times. You go into IA. You know what? When I was told, Aaron, put yourself on. I'm gonna just want to see your facial response.
Yeah. Okay.
When I was told to report to Internal Affairs,
yeah.
Do you know what I did?
Report.
Yeah. Yeah. There was no dispute.
No.
When I was told by my CO, report to IA.
Yeah.
I went report to IA. They taped my interview and then I left IA.
Yeah, makes sense.
There was no dispute. I went to IA because my boss, which is DHS. And the DHS IG has commanded you to turn over your emails, your text messages, and your phone, and you don't do it till June. And you don't even do it in June because there's a dispute going on. When the dispute over access to emails began, as discussed above, OIG subsequently limited the original June 11th request. So the Inspector General then limits it because people are complaining about it. Grow a freaking backbone. Subsequently limited the original June 11th request to focus on emails, removing the requirement for immediate production of text messages. Oh, wow. So they decide, no, they're not giving us our... The people in charge are not receiving what they requested from their subordinates.
Yes.
So then they limit the request.
Yes.
It's almost like they're all in on it.
Yeah.
Immediate production of text messages on July 27th, 2021. On December 3rd, 2021, the OIG, that's Office of the Inspector General, renewed the request for text messages. Now we're in July, 7 months later. And the Secret Service is not giving it to them. Everyone practicing evil hates the exposure, hates light, does not come to light, lest their deeds be exposed. From the Secret Service, employees relevant to our review, on February 23rd, 2022, a year and a month later, The Secret Service informed us that it had swiped all phones when it updated software in January to April. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
January to April. You don't know, Aaron. Put yourself on.
Yeah.
You do a data mic. This is a tech freaking expert right here. Right here. He basically, no disrespect to you, Heather, runs this podcast alone. Sets up everything, does it all alone, okay? You tell me that you can't isolate when you did a data migration. You can only give a 5-month window. So we did it somewhere here.
Absolutely false.
Okay, so you can absolutely track when you did a data migration.
Yeah, you have server logs. Everything is logged.
Boom.
Yeah. Timestamp.
Liars. Yep. Federal prison. Liars. Yep. Federal prison. Every last one of them. Liars. We did a migration sometime between January and April. January, February, March, April. 4 month window. That's the best they can do. Go, Aaron.
Well, and they already requested the text messages between that time. So we're waiting for them to wipe it all between January and April it's gone.
Exactly. So they could have at any time in that 4 month period given over all of their emails, all of their texts, and all of their devices.
Yeah.
And didn't. And then they waited till a year and a month later, February 23rd of 2023, to say, you know what? We couldn't hand them to you a year ago because we did a data migration a year ago.
Unbelievable.
Lies. Filthy. Rotten. Demonic. Hellbound. Hellbound. Hell's flames. Sulfur-smelling lies. They did not have, they did not have backup files. Aaron, does that ever happen? Do you not have backup files?
Never.
There's always a backup file.
Always. Always.
There's always a, nobody deletes their phone. You back up your phone.
Especially for the Secret Service.
If it's my personal phone, I can delete it. This is the only device, this device here is owned by Foundation Church. I can't delete that one. I can delete this one. I own this one.
Yeah.
I just did something funky. Oh, I fixed it. There we go. I touch a device, it like falls apart. It's amazing.
It doesn't like you.
It's like, stops working because I touched the freaking thing. When it updated, so had wiped all phones. When it updated software in January, what I got that part. Had no backup files, and they could not provide the information. Not merely that it was unavailable, they could not provide it. Our own field work was completed in December of 2022. Secret Service provided 13 images of text messages that it identified in response to a Freedom of Information Act. 13, somebody screenshotted them before the migration. Now, here's the thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So it had to be after 1/6. They had to have screenshot after 1/6, so that eliminates January.
Yep.
Or at least part of January. Oh, man, what a bunch of liars. What a bunch of freaking worthless, crappy liars. All right, that's good. 12 minutes in overtime. That's good. Love you all. Appreciate you all. Thank you. Popped over 1,000 tonight. Rumble Rants, Flash River, $25. Thank you so much. Buckeye Nut, 1968, $20. Tammy Margritter, $10. Fedora, the Explorer, $10. Thank you guys so much. Really do appreciate each and every one of you. Listen, I don't push the church too hard, but let's all be in church together. This Sunday, got Arthur Pulaski. Remember him? Nazis, get out! Remember him?
Yep.
Hopefully he's still part of Clay Clark's, I forgot what Clay Clark's thing's called, something America. But anyway, Revive America. Reawaken tour. So anyway, join us on Sunday. Arthur should be starting to talk somewhere around 11:15. Be here, be in church on Sunday. Stick around for the postgame. Postgame's awesome. Just more and more great material keeps popping up. They're throwing it onto the post game. It's great. I'll be in the chat during the post game. Back here tomorrow night, 9:00. Love you all. Appreciate you all. Talk to you in the chat. See you tomorrow night. That if you did what God wanted you to do every day for years, you would never see your prayers go unanswered. And I mean specifically. I don't mean, well, yeah, they were answered, but it really wasn't what I wanted, so I'm getting the deep meaning out of it. No. I'm talking about specifically what you want. If you did what you're supposed to do every day for years, they would get all of your prayer requests and all the answers would get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger just sitting under the Word of God. There's nobody, I tried that. You didn't try it but for a week. You didn't try it but for a month. You didn't try it but for a year. You go to anybody who's done it, year after year after year, they, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10, never stumble. Never.
If you enjoyed watching the Tom Lipley podcast, please consider investing in our program. Go to TomLipley.com and donate $25 or more, and we will send you this TLP mug warmer. We look forward to you tuning in next week, and thank you for giving.